Am I dead? I ask. I'm supposed to be dead. My mother smiles. No. This would be reassuring, except for the fact that she's supposed to be dead too. I'm alive, she says. We're both alive. We've been waiting for you, Denton. Everything spins, and I'm fairly certain the contents of my stomach are about to splatter onto my undead mom's face. But then the spinning stops. My mom stares at me, more curious than concerned. I don't know if I should believe what she said or if this is even real, but I'm too damn tired to go anywhere else. I nod and walk inside. Up this way, she says, stepping over an empty can of Mr. Pibb and pointing to a set of stairs. I immediately feel relieved. If this turns out to be some kind of afterlife, stairs that ascend seem like a good sign. Heaven, baby! But the stairwell smells like fish sticks. And farts. It's just this one flight, my mom says, her dark curls bouncing as she leads the way up the concrete steps and stops at a door marked 2D. Of course, 2D, as in a second dimension, as in the afterlife. Wow, here we go. My mom grits her teeth, fiddling with the key. Haven't figured this stupid lock out yet, she says. Guess it makes sense there would be tight security. You wouldn't want any old schmuck to be able to get into heaven. Woo, she says, as she finally pushes the door open and gestures for me to head inside. They don't make it easy, do they? Exactly, I say, pushing past her to see what's in store for me in this other dimension. Oh, my hopes quickly evaporate. There are no babies playing harps. There are no Skittles raining down from the ceiling. I'm staring at a room with nothing on the walls and only a few pieces of furniture. This must be a way station between life and heaven. Denton, my mother says, locking the door and then coming to stand right in front of me. You're here. At last. Her eyes sparkle. Yeah, I say. I can't believe I'm chilling with my mom's ghost. You've grown up into such a handsome young man. She touches my cheek with her cold ghost fingers, and I flinch. Sorry, she says, retracting her hand. No, it's... I can't finish the sentence. My brain is a swirling stew of words, images, and question marks, but none are staying put long enough for me to get a handle on them. Here's what I do know. Today, well, technically yesterday at this point, since it must be like 3 in the morning, was my death date. By which I mean, you know, the date I was going to die, which was determined by a highly advanced test that is given to every baby born in the U.S., which is known to be 100% accurate. Right. So, my death date was yesterday, and I lived through it. Just did not die. Or so I thought. Because now, to add another slice of insanity to this WTF pie, I've arrived at the New York City address given to me by Dr. Guy Brian Bloom, and my dead biological mother opened the door. So I'm pretty sure I did die. I finally formulate a question. We're ghosts, right? What? My mom says, a grin blossoming on her face like I've just mispronounced a very simple word. I mean, I say, you're a ghost, and I'm a ghost, right?
Oh, you poor confused boy,
my mom says, cracking up.
I already told you, we're alive, Denton.